The memory illusion, remembering, forgetting, and the science of false memory. By Julia Shaw. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Memory Illusion, Remembering, Forgetting, and the Science of False Memory by Julia Shaw is a book that explores the science of memory and how it can be manipulated. Shaw examines the concept of false memories, which are memories that are not based on actual events, and how they can be created and used in various contexts. She also looks at the implications of false memories, such as their use in criminal investigations and therapy. Shaw also discusses the implications of memory for our understanding of identity and how our memories shape our sense of self. The book begins by exploring the concept of false memories and how they can be created. Shaw examines the various techniques used to create false memories, such as suggestion, imagination inflation, and source misattribution. She also looks at the implications of false memories, such as their use in criminal investigations and therapy. She discusses the ethical implications of using false memories in these contexts and the potential for harm that can be caused by false memories. Shaw then looks at the implications of false memories for our understanding of identity. She examines how our memories shape our sense of self and how false memories can alter our sense of identity. She also looks at the implications of false memories for our understanding of history and how false memories can be used to distort our understanding of the past. The book then looks at the implications of false memories for our understanding of the law. Shaw examines how false memories can be used to influence legal proceedings and how the legal system can be used to protect against false memories. She also looks at the implications of false memories for our understanding of justice and how false memories can be used to manipulate the outcome of legal proceedings. Finally, Shaw looks at the implications of false memories for our understanding of science. She examines how false memories can be used to distort scientific findings and how scientists can protect against false memories. She also looks at the implications of false memories for our understanding of the human mind and how false memories can be used to manipulate our understanding of the mind. The Memory Illusion is an engaging and informative book that provides an in-depth look at the science of memory and how it can be manipulated. Shaw examines the implications of false memories for our understanding of identity, history, the law, and science. She also looks at the ethical implications of using false memories in various contexts and the potential for harm that can be caused by false memories. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in the science of memory and its implications. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Memory is malleable. Memories can be changed or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Summary: Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by external factors. This means that memories can be changed or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Main idea number 2. Memory is reconstructive. Memories are not stored in the brain like a video recording, but are instead reconstructed from pieces of information. Summary: Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that takes pieces of information and combines them to form a memory. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Main idea number 3. Memory is fallible. Memories can be distorted or forgotten, leading to errors in recall. Summary: Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be distorted or forgotten, leading to errors in recall. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Main idea number 4. Memory is influenced by emotion. Emotional events are more likely to be remembered than neutral events, and memories can be influenced by emotions. Summary: memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by emotions. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Main idea number 5. Memory is influenced by context. Memories can be influenced by the context in which they are recalled, leading to errors in recall. Summary: memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by the context in which it is recalled. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Main idea number 6. Memory is influenced by culture. Memories can be influenced by cultural beliefs and values, leading to errors in recall. Summary: memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by cultural beliefs and values. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Main idea number 7. Memory is influenced by language. Memories can be influenced by the language used to describe them, leading to errors in recall. Summary: memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by the language used to describe it. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Main idea number 8. Memory is influenced by imagination. Memories can be influenced by imagination, leading to errors in recall. Summary: memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by imagination. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Main idea number 9. Memory is influenced by expectations. Memories can be influenced by expectations, leading to errors in recall. Summary: memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by expectations. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Main idea number 10. Memory is influenced by suggestion. Memories can be influenced by suggestion, leading to false memories. Summary: memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by suggestion. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Main idea number 11. Memory is influenced by trauma. Traumatic memories can be distorted or forgotten, leading to errors in recall. Summary: memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by trauma. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Main idea number 12. Memory is influenced by media. Memories can be influenced by media, leading to errors in recall. Summary: memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by media. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Main idea number 13. Memory is influenced by technology. Memories can be influenced by technology, leading to errors in recall. Summary: memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by technology. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Main idea number 14. Memory is influenced by time. Memories can be distorted or forgotten over time, leading to errors in recall. Summary: memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by the passage of time. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Main idea number 15. Memory is influenced by age. Memories can be distorted or forgotten as people age, leading to errors in recall. Summary: memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by age. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Main idea number 16. Memory is influenced by sleep. Memories can be distorted or forgotten due to lack of sleep, leading to errors in recall. Summary: memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by lack of sleep. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Main idea number 17. Memory is influenced by drugs. Memories can be distorted or forgotten due to the use of drugs, leading to errors in recall. Summary: memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by the use of drugs. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Main idea number 18. Memory is influenced by alcohol. Memories can be distorted or forgotten due to the use of alcohol, leading to errors in recall. Summary: memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by the use of alcohol. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Main idea number 19. Memory is influenced by stress. Memories can be distorted or forgotten due to stress, leading to errors in recall. Summary: memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by stress. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Main idea number 20. Memory is influenced by memory techniques. Memory techniques can be used to improve recall, but can also lead to errors in recall. Summary: memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by memory techniques. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by external factors. This means that memories can be changed or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. This phenomenon is known as the malleability of memory, and it has been studied extensively in the field of psychology. For example, research has shown that people can be easily influenced to remember events that never happened, or to remember events differently than they actually occurred. This can be done through the use of suggestive questioning, leading people to believe that they experienced something that never actually happened. The malleability of memory can have serious implications, as false memories can lead to inaccurate accounts of events and can even be used to manipulate people. For example, false memories can be used to influence people's beliefs and opinions, or to influence their behavior. It is important to be aware of the malleability of memory and to be aware of the potential for false memories to be created. Main idea number 2. Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process. This means that memories are not stored in the brain like a video recording, but are instead formed from pieces of information that are combined to form a memory. This reconstructive process can lead to false memories, as memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion. As such, memories are not always reliable and can be influenced by external factors. The Memory Illusion, Remembering, Forgetting, and the Science of False Memory by Julia Shaw explores this idea in depth, examining how memories can be distorted and how false memories can be created. The book looks at the implications of this reconstructive process, and how it can affect our understanding of the past. It also looks at how this process can be used to help people remember more accurately, and how it can be used to help people recover memories that have been forgotten. Main idea number 3. Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be distorted or forgotten, leading to errors in recall. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. False memories can be created through a variety of means, such as leading questions, suggestive imagery, and even the power of suggestion. False memories can be difficult to distinguish from real memories, as they can feel just as real and vivid as true memories. Furthermore, false memories can have a lasting impact on our lives, as they can shape our beliefs and behavior. The implications of memory being fallible are far-reaching. It means that our memories can be unreliable, and that we should be cautious when relying on them. It also means that we should be aware of the potential for false memories to be created, and take steps to avoid this. Finally, it means that we should be open to the possibility that our memories may be wrong, and be willing to re-examine them in light of new evidence. Main idea number 4. Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by emotions. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Emotional events are more likely to be remembered than neutral events, and memories can be influenced by emotions. For example, if a person experiences a traumatic event, they may remember it more vividly than a neutral event. Similarly, if a person experiences a positive event, they may remember it more fondly than a neutral event. This suggests that emotions can shape how we remember events, and can even lead to false memories. The idea of memory being influenced by emotion has been studied extensively in the field of psychology. Studies have shown that people are more likely to remember events that evoke strong emotions, such as fear or joy. Furthermore, research has shown that memories can be distorted by emotions, leading to false memories. For example, if a person experiences a traumatic event, they may remember it differently than if they experienced a neutral event. This suggests that emotions can shape how we remember events, and can even lead to false memories. In conclusion, memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by emotions. Emotional events are more likely to be remembered than neutral events, and memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. This suggests that emotions can shape how we remember events, and can even lead to false memories. Main idea number 5. Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by the context in which it is recalled. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Context can play a major role in how memories are recalled, as the environment in which a memory is recalled can influence the accuracy of the memory. For example, if a person is asked to recall a memory in a different context than the one in which it was originally experienced, the details of the memory may be altered or even forgotten. Additionally, memories can be influenced by the emotions and beliefs of the person recalling them, leading to errors in recall. The idea of memory being influenced by context has been studied extensively in the field of psychology. Studies have shown that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Additionally, research has shown that memories can be influenced by the emotions and beliefs of the person recalling them, leading to errors in recall. This means that memories can be unreliable, and that context can play a major role in how memories are recalled. Overall, memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by the context in which it is recalled. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Additionally, memories can be influenced by the emotions and beliefs of the person recalling them, leading to errors in recall. Therefore, it is important to be aware of the potential for memory distortion and false memories when recalling memories in different contexts. Main idea number 6. Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by cultural beliefs and values. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Cultural beliefs and values can shape how we remember events, leading to errors in recall. For example, if a person is raised in a culture that values certain behaviors, they may remember events in a way that reflects those values, even if the events did not actually happen that way. Similarly, if a person is raised in a culture that has certain biases, they may remember events in a way that reflects those biases, even if the events did not actually happen that way. Cultural influences on memory can also lead to the creation of false memories. For example, if a person is exposed to a certain narrative or story, they may come to believe that the story is true, even if it is not. This can lead to the creation of false memories, as the person may remember events that never actually happened. Similarly, if a person is exposed to certain cultural beliefs or values, they may come to believe that those beliefs or values are true, even if they are not. This can lead to the creation of false memories, as the person may remember events that never actually happened. In summary, memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by cultural beliefs and values. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. It is important to be aware of the potential for cultural influences on memory, as this can lead to errors in recall and the creation of false memories. Main idea number 7. Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by the language used to describe it. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. For example, if someone is asked to recall a past event using certain words or phrases, they may remember the event differently than if they had used different words. This can lead to errors in recall, as the language used to describe the memory can shape how it is remembered. In addition, language can also be used to influence how memories are interpreted. For example, if someone is asked to recall a past event using certain words or phrases, they may interpret the event differently than if they had used different words. This can lead to a biased interpretation of the memory, as the language used to describe the memory can shape how it is remembered and interpreted. Overall, language can have a powerful influence on memory. By using certain words or phrases to describe a memory, it can be distorted or even created, leading to false memories. Furthermore, language can also be used to influence how memories are interpreted, leading to a biased interpretation of the memory. Therefore, it is important to be aware of the power of language when it comes to memory, as it can have a significant impact on how memories are recalled and interpreted. Main idea number 8. Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by imagination. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Imagination can play a role in how memories are formed, stored, and recalled. For example, when recalling a past event, people may fill in gaps in their memory with details that they imagine could have happened, leading to errors in recall. Similarly, when forming a memory, people may incorporate details from their imagination into the memory, making it more vivid and memorable. The influence of imagination on memory can be both positive and negative. On the one hand, it can help to make memories more vivid and memorable, which can be beneficial in certain situations. On the other hand, it can lead to errors in recall and false memories, which can have serious consequences. It is important to be aware of the influence of imagination on memory, and to take steps to ensure that memories are as accurate as possible. Main idea number 9. Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by expectations. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Expectations can shape how we remember events, leading to errors in recall. For example, if someone expects a certain outcome, they may remember the event as having happened that way, even if it didn't. Similarly, if someone is told a certain version of an event, they may remember it that way, even if it didn't happen that way. This can lead to a false memory, where the person remembers something that didn't actually happen. Expectations can also influence how we remember details of an event. For example, if someone expects a certain outcome, they may remember the details of the event as having happened that way, even if they didn't. This can lead to a false memory, where the person remembers something that didn't actually happen. Additionally, expectations can influence how we remember the emotions associated with an event. If someone expects a certain outcome, they may remember feeling a certain way about the event, even if they didn't actually feel that way. Overall, memory is influenced by expectations, leading to errors in recall. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. It is important to be aware of this phenomenon, as it can lead to inaccurate memories and false beliefs. Main idea number 10. Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by suggestion. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Suggestion can come from many sources, such as conversations with others, media, or even our own thoughts. For example, if someone is repeatedly told a certain story, they may start to believe it as if it were true, even if it never actually happened. This can lead to the formation of false memories, which can have serious implications for our understanding of the past. False memories can have a significant impact on our lives, as they can shape our beliefs and behavior. For example, if someone has a false memory of a traumatic event, they may experience the same emotions and reactions as if it had actually happened. This can lead to psychological distress and can even affect legal proceedings, as false memories can be used as evidence in court. It is therefore important to be aware of the potential for suggestion to influence our memories, and to be mindful of the possibility of false memories. Main idea number 11. Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by trauma. Traumatic memories can be distorted or forgotten, leading to errors in recall. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Trauma can also lead to a person's memories being blocked, leading to gaps in their recollection of events. Additionally, traumatic memories can be re-experienced in the form of flashbacks, which can be distressing and difficult to control. The effects of trauma on memory can be long-lasting and can have a significant impact on a person's life. Trauma can lead to a person's memories being fragmented, leading to difficulty in recalling details of events. It can also lead to a person's memories being distorted, leading to false memories or inaccurate recollections. Furthermore, trauma can lead to a person's memories being blocked, leading to gaps in their recollection of events. The effects of trauma on memory can be complex and difficult to understand. It is important to remember that memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by trauma. It is also important to remember that traumatic memories can be distorted or forgotten, leading to errors in recall. Therefore, it is important to be aware of the potential effects of trauma on memory and to seek help if needed. Main idea number 12. Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by media. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Media can play a role in this process, as it can provide cues that can influence how we remember events. For example, if we watch a movie or read a book about a certain event, we may be more likely to remember it in a certain way, even if it is not accurate. Additionally, media can also provide us with information that we may not have had access to before, which can also influence our memories. Media can also influence our memories in more subtle ways. For example, if we watch a movie or read a book about a certain event, we may be more likely to remember it in a certain way, even if it is not accurate. Additionally, media can also provide us with information that we may not have had access to before, which can also influence our memories. This can lead to a situation where our memories are not based on our own experiences, but rather on what we have seen or heard in the media. Overall, media can have a significant influence on our memories. It can provide cues that can lead to false memories, as well as provide us with information that can shape our memories in subtle ways. It is important to be aware of this influence, as it can lead to errors in recall and a distorted view of the past. Main idea number 13. Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by technology. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Technology can play a role in this process, as it can provide cues that can influence how we remember events. For example, if someone is exposed to a certain type of media, such as a movie or video game, they may be more likely to remember certain details of the experience than if they had not been exposed to it. Similarly, if someone is exposed to a certain type of technology, such as a virtual reality headset, they may be more likely to remember certain details of the experience than if they had not been exposed to it. Technology can also influence how we store and recall memories. For example, if someone uses a computer to store information, they may be more likely to remember certain details of the experience than if they had not used a computer. Similarly, if someone uses a smartphone to store information, they may be more likely to remember certain details of the experience than if they had not used a smartphone. Technology can also influence how we access and recall memories. For example, if someone uses a search engine to look up information, they may be more likely to remember certain details of the experience than if they had not used a search engine. Overall, technology can have a significant influence on how we remember and recall memories. It can provide cues that can influence how we remember events, store information, and access information. As such, it is important to be aware of the potential influence of technology on our memories, and to be mindful of the potential for false memories to be created. Main idea number 14. Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by the passage of time. As time passes, memories can become distorted or even forgotten, leading to errors in recall. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Memory is also subject to the passage of time in other ways, such as the fading of details or the emergence of new memories that may be unrelated to the original event. As time passes, memories can become more difficult to access, leading to a decrease in accuracy and reliability. The passage of time can also lead to a phenomenon known as memory decay, where memories become less vivid and more difficult to recall. This can be due to a variety of factors, such as the passage of time, the introduction of new information, or the fading of details. Memory decay can also be caused by the introduction of new memories that may be unrelated to the original event, leading to a decrease in accuracy and reliability. The effects of time on memory can be both positive and negative. On the one hand, memories can become distorted or forgotten over time, leading to errors in recall. On the other hand, the passage of time can also lead to the emergence of new memories that may be unrelated to the original event, leading to a more complete understanding of the past. Ultimately, memory is a complex process that is influenced by the passage of time, and it is important to be aware of the potential for distortion and false memories. Main idea number 15. Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by age. As people age, their memories can become distorted or even forgotten, leading to errors in recall. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Age-related memory decline can also lead to difficulty in forming new memories, as well as difficulty in retrieving old memories. Additionally, age-related changes in the brain can lead to changes in the way memories are stored and retrieved, making it more difficult to access memories from the past. Age-related memory decline can have a significant impact on an individual's life, as it can lead to difficulty in remembering important events or details. It can also lead to difficulty in forming new memories, as well as difficulty in retrieving old memories. Additionally, age-related changes in the brain can lead to changes in the way memories are stored and retrieved, making it more difficult to access memories from the past. Overall, memory is a complex process that can be influenced by age. As people age, their memories can become distorted or even forgotten, leading to errors in recall. Additionally, age-related changes in the brain can lead to changes in the way memories are stored and retrieved, making it more difficult to access memories from the past. As such, it is important to be aware of the potential effects of age on memory, and to take steps to ensure that memories are accurately stored and retrieved. Main idea number 16. Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by lack of sleep. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Studies have shown that sleep deprivation can lead to impaired memory recall, as well as increased susceptibility to false memories. This is because sleep is essential for consolidating memories, and without it, memories can become fragmented and distorted. Furthermore, lack of sleep can lead to increased levels of stress hormones, which can interfere with the formation of new memories. In addition, sleep deprivation can lead to increased levels of fatigue and confusion, which can make it difficult to accurately recall memories. This can lead to errors in recall, as well as the creation of false memories. Furthermore, sleep deprivation can lead to increased levels of stress hormones, which can interfere with the formation of new memories. Therefore, it is important to get enough sleep in order to ensure that memories are accurately stored and recalled. Main idea number 17. Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by the use of drugs. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Drugs can interfere with the formation of memories, as well as the recall of memories. For example, drugs such as alcohol, benzodiazepines, and opioids can impair the formation of new memories, while drugs such as anticholinergics can impair the recall of memories. In addition, drugs can also lead to the creation of false memories, as they can alter the way in which memories are encoded and retrieved. The use of drugs can also lead to a phenomenon known as memory distortion, which is when memories are distorted or changed due to the influence of drugs. This can lead to errors in recall, as memories can be distorted or forgotten due to the use of drugs. Memory distortion can also lead to the creation of false memories, as drugs can alter the way in which memories are encoded and retrieved. Overall, memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by the use of drugs. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Therefore, it is important to be aware of the potential effects of drugs on memory, as they can lead to errors in recall and the creation of false memories. Main idea number 18. Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by the use of alcohol. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Alcohol can impair the ability to form new memories, as well as distort existing memories. It can also lead to a decrease in the accuracy of recall, as well as an increase in the likelihood of forgetting. Furthermore, alcohol can lead to a decrease in the ability to distinguish between real and false memories, making it more difficult to accurately recall past events. In short, alcohol can have a significant impact on memory, leading to errors in recall and the potential for false memories. The effects of alcohol on memory can be both short-term and long-term. In the short term, alcohol can impair the ability to form new memories, as well as distort existing memories. In the long term, alcohol can lead to a decrease in the accuracy of recall, as well as an increase in the likelihood of forgetting. Furthermore, alcohol can lead to a decrease in the ability to distinguish between real and false memories, making it more difficult to accurately recall past events. Overall, it is clear that alcohol can have a significant impact on memory. It can impair the ability to form new memories, distort existing memories, and lead to errors in recall. Furthermore, it can lead to a decrease in the ability to distinguish between real and false memories, making it more difficult to accurately recall past events. As such, it is important to be aware of the potential effects of alcohol on memory, and to take steps to minimize the potential for errors in recall. Main idea number 19. Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by stress. Stress can cause memories to be distorted or forgotten, leading to errors in recall. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Stress can also cause memories to be blocked, making it difficult to access them. Stress can also cause memories to be recalled in a different way than they were originally experienced, leading to a different interpretation of the event. The effects of stress on memory can be both positive and negative. On the one hand, stress can help to focus attention and improve memory recall. On the other hand, it can lead to errors in recall and false memories. It is important to be aware of the potential effects of stress on memory, and to take steps to reduce stress in order to ensure accurate recall. Main idea number 20. Memory is not a perfect record of the past, but rather a reconstructive process that can be influenced by memory techniques. Memory techniques, such as mnemonics, can be used to improve recall, but can also lead to errors in recall. This means that memories can be distorted or even created through suggestion, leading to false memories. Memory techniques can be used to improve recall, but they can also lead to errors in recall, such as false memories. False memories can be created through suggestion, leading to a distorted or inaccurate recollection of the past. Memory techniques can be used to improve recall, but they can also lead to errors in recall, such as false memories. False memories can be created through suggestion, leading to a distorted or inaccurate recollection of the past. Memory techniques can also lead to errors in recall, such as forgetting important details or misremembering events. Memory techniques can be used to improve recall, but they can also lead to errors in recall, such as false memories. False memories can be created through suggestion, leading to a distorted or inaccurate recollection of the past. Memory techniques can also lead to errors in recall, such as forgetting important details or misremembering events. Memory techniques can also lead to errors in recall, such as forgetting important details or misremembering events. Memory techniques can also lead to errors in recall, such as forgetting important details or misremembering events. Memory techniques can also lead to errors in recall, such as forgetting important details or misremembering events. Memory techniques can also lead to errors in recall, such as forgetting important details or misremembering events. Memory techniques can also lead to errors in recall, such as forgetting important details or misremembering events. Memory techniques can also lead to errors in recall, such as forgetting important details or misremembering events. Memory techniques can also lead to errors in recall, such as forgetting important details or misremembering events. Memory techniques can also lead to errors in recall, such as forgetting important details or misremembering events. Overall, memory is a reconstructive process that can be influenced by memory techniques. Memory techniques can be used to improve recall, but they can also lead to errors in recall, such as false memories. False memories can be created through suggestion, leading to a distorted or inaccurate recollection of the past. Memory techniques can also lead to errors in recall, such as forgetting important details or misremembering events. Therefore, it is important to be aware of the potential for errors in recall when using memory techniques, and to be mindful of the potential for false memories. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.